So in constitutional law, we talked about preemption. And what is preemption? Well, it's when a federal law prevents the state from passing their own laws. And so we have one case here to really define how preemption works and how it functions. And this is Arizona versus United States. This was a case about immigration. Arizona was trying to protect their borders, and the federal government had passed a law about immigration saying, here's how we're going to register, and here's how it's going to be a crime for employers of illegal immigration. And ultimately, there were federal laws, and then Arizona passed a state law saying, two things in relevant part. It made it a state misdemeanor to not comply with the federal regulation. And the second part is that it made it a criminal misdemeanor for employees instead of just the employers for seeking out work within Arizona if you are an undocumented immigrant. So these two new laws, Arizona argues, were designed to help the federal government do their job, because you can argue that immigration has been a weak point of the United States. Regardless of which side you're on, immigration has been something that has been a struggle for the United States. And so Arizona is arguing that these statutes are designed to help the federal government do their job, and that is to address the issue at the border. So the real question then turns to, is Arizona actually authorized to do their job? Well, here, the state is trying to adjust federal law. That is something that is not allowed by the Constitution, because the Constitution says that federal law triumphs over state law. So, in other words, states don't have the authority to overcome federal law, and in fact, federal law overcomes state law. So, Arizona is preempted by the federal law that is here. So there are three main kinds of preemption. First is to occupy the fields of preemption. That was the issue with this first section, section 3, and that's because the federal law covers all the fields of immigration. And so even a state law supporting a federal law related to immigration is preempted by that federal law. The state law can't do it. So that's one way that preemption exists, is occupy the fields. Second is express preemption. This is the easy one. It's where the federal law says that it triumphs over the state law on a certain matter. And then the third is a conflict preemption. So again, this is pretty straightforward, is if there's a conflict between the federal law and the state law, well, then the federal law is going to win. And that was the issue with Section 5 here, because Section 5, well, the federal law was quiet as far as the employee part goes, and so the state law tried to fill it in, but you can say that was a conflict. Now, the dissent actually argues this issue here, saying if you make the inference that this was in conflict, meaning the federal law was quiet about it, well, then you could also make the inference that the federal law wanted that thing to happen. And so the dissent is really arguing that there is no conflict here. There's no preemption because the federal law was quiet, and it's not up to the courts to determine what the federal legislative intent is trying to say. Instead, they're just trying to focus on statutory interpretation. And when the court is focusing on inferences, it's not focusing on the statutory interpretation. And as a result, the dissent thinks that this should have passed because the federal court was making inference on inference. And that's preemption. Pretty straightforward, pretty simple. But federal law just triumphs over state law. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Law Schoolers. Before I let you go, there are four things I want to say. The first thing is if you enjoyed these episodes and if you enjoyed the website, I would invite you to go and join Law Schoolers Pro. And you can do that by going to lawschoolers.com/join. It's a way for you to support us, but there's also a lot of features there that I think you will enjoy. Second thing is that nearly all of our episodes are unedited. The only ones that aren't are pre-law materials, and the reason for that is so you can actually see the legal material in its raw form as I'm learning it as well. The third thing is that the information contained in these episodes are specifically only for educational purposes. They're not to be used as legal advice. And with that, the fourth thing is if it is used as legal advice, we are not liable. That is, Law Schoolers is not liable for any legal outcomes. Thank you again for enjoying the show. Have a good one.